He took off his coat and hung it on the hook next to their booth. She was even more impressed now that his coat was off. Clearly, he had his suit tailor-made. She wondered why he'd followed her. Really. "I'm Avery. Avery Harper. What's your name?" "Jay Draken." He offered his hand. She took it and tried to stifle a gasp at the warm sensation skidding through her from the touch of their fingers. "So, Jay, why did you follow me?" she asked. She wasn't one to waste time, and she knew this guy hid something. As a precognitive and telepathic empath, she knew very well there was more than met the eye with this guy. "I didn't like that someone was actually trying to stop you from leaving your resume with sexual harassment. Trust me, he'll be dealt with, and soon." She smiled at Doreen as she put their coffees down and proceeded to add a sick amount of sugar and cream into her mug. She glanced up and caught his raised brows. "I like some coffee with my sugar and cream." "I see that. Listen, I told you it's not a big deal. That place is probably out of my league anyway." "What do you do now?" He sipped his too dark coffee with only two sugars and she winced. "Right at this moment, I'm being tortured watching you drink that. I don't know how you can do it. As for a job, I'm a commercial transcriber."
"What does that entail?"
Doreen returned, her gaze focused on Jay.
"You sure you don't want something to eat, sugar? The French toast is out of this world."
Avery nodded.
"Listen to Doreen. I adore the French toast here."
Jay met her gaze and then smiled at Doreen.
"Sure, I'll have some French toast."
Avery watched Doreen blush and walk away with a grin.
"You made her night. She loves convincing people to try the French toast here."
"It wasn't her who convinced me," he said, as blue fire lit in his eyes.
"You have the most interesting eyes I've ever seen. How do you do that?"
He leaned forward, mimicking her move on the table, and whispered,
"I'm a dragon."
She cocked her head to the side and looked deeper.
"Yeah, I guess you are. So, what are you doing in New York City, Mr. Dragon?"
"I own the lair. Came for some meetings and to check it out."
She picked up her coffee and took a long sip. Her senses were all over the place when it came to this guy. She knew he was friendly and even trustworthy. It was her hormones that scared her. Sure, he was good-looking and hotter than Hades, but men didn't make her think of happily ever after and babies. Not within 5 minutes of meeting them. Something weird was going on here. She wanted to learn more about him to see if she could figure it out.